Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
I believe there are three kinds of life, and depending on where we're at on that spectrum of lives, we're gonna have a different quality of life. If we're on this side of the spectrum, we're often miserable and suffering and struggling and upset all the time. And if we're over here, we're fully engaged and energized and enthusiastic. And knowing where we are on this spectrum can completely change our lives, because we can make a decision about what type of life we wanna live. You know, the first type of life I believe a lot of people live is the caged life. And the caged life is just that. It feels like you're caged, like you're trapped. You're trapped in, you know, your past, or you're trapped in your current circumstances. Maybe you're trapped in other people's expectations. Maybe you're just trapped in your own personal limitations of belief or behavior, and you don't feel like you can break free. You don't feel like you can have that emotional freedom or that time freedom or that financial freedom. You truly feel trapped. And, you know, everyone's been there sometimes in their life where they just don't feel like they can get out of something, or they feel like they're really struggling. But, you know, over a period of time, the caged life has a look, it has a feel, it has a sound. You know, if you take a big animal and you throw it into the zoo and put it behind bars, that big animal will stalk in frustration and fire and want to get out of there. Over a period of time, though, that animal soon becomes resigned. And it goes back towards
the back of the cage, and it sits there angry and frustrated, looking out into the world. And as that animal looks out into the world, it has that resignation of anger and frustration. And you can tell when a person is there, though, because they often say something. And they have this recurring pattern of communication that if you just listen, you'll know that somebody's trapped in the cage of life. Because when they're back there, when they're resigned, when they're frustrated, and they're looking at all those successful, lucky people who were just born with all of that, or just they got lucky, right? When they look to the world, they often point to the world in anger and they say, they don't understand me. And they have this fire in them that believes that other people can't understand them. That they are trapped in something that nobody else could understand. And the great tragedy of all that is a very simple thing, is that those very people who say, they can't understand me, or they don't know, those people, their anger separates them from other people. And now they're less likely to be the ones who ask for help. And yet they're the ones who need the help. And we can't forget that the reality of the person who's angry and resigned in life and saying, nobody understands me, they're really operating from a place, and it's tough to say to people, but they're really operating from a place that's very high in ego. They believe that they're so special and their circumstances are so special. They believe that, well, no one else has ever had cancer. No one else has ever had lost somebody. No one else has ever gone bankrupt. No one else could ever understand me. But the reality is, out of 7 billion people and thousands of years of history, somebody's been through it before. But their belief that nobody has been through it before makes them less likely to ask for help. And the caged life, over a period of time, starts to feel miserable. And usually only two things change your life. Either something new comes into your life and rattles your cage or breaks you free. Maybe that rattling of your cage is, you know, maybe you get lucky, you win the lottery, or a new person comes in your life and changes your life, or a new circumstances, a new opportunity comes in, it forever alters the course of your life, it breaks you free. But for a lot of people, the second thing that changes our lives is, it's not, nothing new has to come into our lives. Something new has to come out of us. We have to make a different decision about who we're going to be and what we're going to go after in life, about how hard we're going to work, about what we truly, truly demand of ourselves every single day, about how limited our lives will be by choice, not by circumstances. And at some point, the people who've been living a caged life, after a period of time of watching enough people go by who are succeeding, if maturity lands on them, it lands on them with an impulse to say, I've got to take control over the direction of my life. I've got to break free from these bars because I've set them up. At some point, we've come to realize, I think, in maturity that we set our own cages. We build our own bars, and that there was always a door over here that we could get out of, but we never made the choice to. And when we finally decide to change our life, we're more likely to go out that door. But we always have to remember, you know, never forget that when you knock on the door of opportunity, that it is work who answers. You know, it's going to take a lot of work to change your life, to break free from the bars, to get going again. But I think that's the great opportunity. And when people finally break through that cage and they get out in the open and have more freedom in their life, that kind of life has a quality too. It feels incredibly different. That kind of life feels more free. And that kind of life over a period of time is incredible because you have more freedom to direct yourself, more freedom to do things. And what ends up is people end up with deeper skills. They end up, you know, chasing their passions more often. That often, as they get on a roll, they start becoming more successful. As they become more successful, the things they think that they wanted in their lives come into their lives. You know, they got the 2-car garage, the white picket fence, the house, the kids, the friends, the dinner parties, you know, enough to get by and maybe a little bit more. And soon after a period of time, that excitement of that breaking free and getting into that new kind of life, that kind of life, it feels more comfortable. So we call it the comfortable life. And in that comfortable life, we do feel that way. We feel a sense of satisfaction, a greater sense of confidence about who we are, about what life is really about where we're going in life. We feel heightened degrees of competency, knowledge, skills, abilities. We feel like we kind of got our life under control. Things are good. But over a period of time in the comfortable life, something also rattles within and stirs within. Maybe not a frustration, but maybe somewhat of a sense of a restlessness. And that restlessness is this feeling and this sense that maybe there is something more. And people who have a comfortable life, they also have a communication pattern. They also say something on a recurring basis that you can tell they're in a comfortable life. Because what ends up happening is one day someone says to you, so hey, how's everything going? And even though you have all the reason in the world to say life is amazing, you find yourself and hear yourself starting saying, when people ask how your life is going, you say, well, it's fine. And the it's fine is the tell of the comfortable life. It's the tell that there must be something more. There must be another quality, another kind of life. And that reveals to us that there is this other thing called the charged life. And the charged life has a different quality and feel to it as well. There's heightened levels of, first and foremost, energy there. People are more passionate when they're living the charged life. And because they are more passionate, they feel more of the charge. It's not a one-time spark. It's not once in a while I feel good. It's an enduring state of passion and happiness and satisfaction. But it's an enduring state that is triggered not by comfort, but rather by challenge. That when we challenge ourselves to go just a little beyond our current competencies, our knowledge, skills, and abilities, when we're able to push ourselves just a little bit further, that's when we start to feel charged, because so much of what we know by neuroscience, of what actually charges our brains, of what actually enlivens us in our brains, and what we can see by oxygenation and blood flow to specific parts of our brain, to the hormonal releases we can measure in the back of our brain from whether it's dopamine, vasopressin, oxytocin, serotonin, these things often happen because we're heightenedly engaged with something that's challenging us just a little beyond our current level. Like Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi often talks about it in psychology as this concept of flow, of doing something where we're so engaged with it, and you're so engaged with it because it's just a little bit harder than usual. So you're not quite comfortable, you're just a little bit out of comfort zone, not totally out of comfort zone and completely overwhelmed, but appropriately challenged to stretch yourself. And the qualities that the charged life basically have are there's a heightened and sustained level of energy and engagement, but also enthusiasm. And that's the magic. You know, if you want to have a fully charged life, you have to start looking forward to things again. You have to get excited about tomorrow again. You have to see your life developing again. You have to set yourself on a path where you're step by step progressing every single day, so you know tomorrow's going to be better than it was today. That you know tomorrow you're going to become more of who you know you can become. That you know tomorrow by your simple choices, by your simple sets of disciplines and habits, that you're going to evolve into your highest self. And that is the path of the charged life. This constant engagement with the best within us, of pushing ourselves, but with that purpose and that progress of hoping to become our highest selves. And when you live in that place and you sense that every single day, that's the magic. That's what life should feel like. That's what I think we all deserve. And maybe we ought to start aiming and challenging ourselves just a little bit more to get there. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me.
503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.